MRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Farmville asks residents to conserve water. After a six-year hiatus, Charlottesville City will again deploy school resource officers to public schools. And Shenandoah University gets a grant to create a shared commercial kitchen for the Winchester area. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, July 6th. Farmville has joined other local communities in asking residents and businesses to voluntarily conserve water. The Farmville Herald reports that continued dry weather has lowered water levels in the Appomattox River, the town's primary water source. On Friday, town officials announced the voluntary conservation measures after monitoring changes in river flow that have become more pronounced in recent days. No mandatory restrictions are in place yet. Most of Prince Edward County is listed under severe drought by the U.S. Drought Monitor. Almost all of Virginia is experiencing at least moderate drought. Central Virginia, including the Charlottesville area, is under extreme drought. Most school divisions in Virginia employ school resource or safety officers, also called SROs. After removing SROs in 2020, Charlottesville City Schools will again employ them on a limited basis this fall. Radio IQ's Dave Cantor has more.
The Commonwealth requires specific training for each type of officer placed in educational settings. But Chelsea Duntory, Legal Aid Justice Center's Youth Justice Program Director, took issue with their presence for a range of reasons, including officers' ability to carry guns, as well as the potential to reinforce the school-to-prison pipeline.
At least our experience suggests that they tend to escalate situation and conflicts in schools versus de-escalate, which, you know, when you have a child, for example, with an emotional disability, a big part of their IEP is probably going to be self-regulation and de-escalation strategies.
A district spokesperson said Charlottesville City Schools used SROs between 1976 and 2020. Following a recent vote, the division will again have a pair of SROs in the fall, one working at Charlottesville High School and another out of Charlottesville Middle School. The partnership, as in other localities, is governed by a memorandum of understanding. In Charlottesville, the agreement runs through June 2028. A Charlottesville school spokesperson said community input was incorporated into its MOU, which adheres to the district's values while still protecting the rights of students and staff. I'm Dave Cantor.
Shenandoah University hopes to create a shared commercial kitchen for the northern Shenandoah Valley. WHSV reports the university has received a $100,000 Go Virginia planning grant to develop a commercial kitchen and culinary hub in the former Buzzin's dining space in Vaden Campus Commons. The space will give food entrepreneurs access not only to licensed commercial-grade equipment, but also to business mentoring, networking opportunities, and workforce training. The project will be supported by the university's Hub for Innovators, Veterans, and Entrepreneurs, also known as The Hive. A legal challenge to Virginia's pending Reproductive Rights Amendment is headed toward a hearing later this month. The Virginia Mercury reports the case could have potential implications for two other pending constitutional amendments. Plaintiffs argue that the clerk of the House of Delegates, Paul Nardo, failed to send copies of the amendment to circuit court clerks across the state, a longtime requirement in Virginia's multi-year constitutional amendment process. The General Assembly removed that requirement earlier this year based on the argument that in the digital age, the requirement is outdated. Governor Abigail Spanberger signed the measure in February when she advanced the constitutional amendments. The lawsuit argues that the bill was signed after Virginia's pending constitutional amendments initially passed both the first and second times. Virginia also has pending constitutional amendments to protect same-sex marriage and to restore voting rights for people with felony convictions who have completed their sentences. July 4th was America's 250th birthday. But yesterday, July 5th, was the 250th birthday of the Great Seal of Virginia. Radio IQ's Brad Kuttner talked with the keeper of the state seal.
It's very heavy. So every time we move, it's like a whole operation.
That's former delegate Candy Munden King showing off the massive state seal press built for the Virginia legislature back in 1873. Now the Secretary of the Commonwealth under Governor Abigail Spanberger, among Munden King's responsibilities is Keeper of the Great Seal of the Commonwealth and the Seal Press. And while America turns 250 this 4th of July, the Great Seal of Virginia was first approved the day after July 5th, 1776. The seal, for the uninitiated, has two sides. The front, or obverse, is what most folks are familiar with. It's on the Virginia flag and shows Virtus, or Virtue, the Roman deity of bravery and military strength, holding a sword in her left arm and in her right hand a spear. Under her bare foot and the tip of that spear lies a fallen king just above the words Sic Semper Tyrannis, thus always to tyrants. Now, in 2026, Secretary Mundin King said the seal still inspires her.
Men who had problematic past, whether it was being enslavers or oppressing women, they probably unknowingly sent a moment of inspiration that we now get to see be made real, which is a woman at the top leadership in our Commonwealth.
In Richmond, I'm Brad Kuttner.
Finally today, plans for a massive data center near the Manassas battlefield in Northern Virginia are being scrapped, marking a major win for neighborhood groups and preservationists. Also with Radio IQ, Michael Pope reports.
The massive Digital Gateway project in Prince William County was going to be the largest data center in the world. Now, QTS Realty Trust and Blackstone Funds are pulling the plug.
You know that Margaret Mead quote? Never underestimate what a small group of people can do to create change. It's the only thing that ever has. This proves it.
That's Elena Schlossberg at the Coalition to Protect Prince William County.
This proves truly that American democracy is alive and well 250 years later.
The fight against business interests with deep pockets and dozens of lawyers was waged by people like Oak Valley Homeowners Association President Mac Haddow, who says this is a turning point in the fight against data centers.
I think that the environment today is dramatically different for data center operators. We started out when everybody thought they were essential, they were needed, they could put them wherever they want. Today, that's not true. And I think that the data center operators are going to pay the price for their arrogance and for their bullying communities.
Opponents of data centers won't have long to celebrate their win. They're already organizing against the next proposal in Prince William County. I'm Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoy your Monday.